This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed on a 3-day official visit to Russia and Austria starting today. Prime Minister will attend 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit at Moscow, while this will be his first ever visit to Austria. Before I am planning for Russia, Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said that these visits will be a wonderful opportunity to deepen ties with Russia and Austria, with whom India has time-tested friendship. Mr. Modi also said that he is looking forward to interacting with the Indian community living in these countries. On the India-Russia relationship, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to review all aspects of bilateral cooperation with his friend President Vladimir Putin and sharing perspectives on various regional and global issues. He said that the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia has advanced over the past 10 years in many sectors. On his Austria visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, Austria is India's steadfast and reliable partner, and both the countries share the ideals of democracy and pluralism. Mr. Modi said he will meet President Alexander Van der Bellen and Chancellor Karl Nehammer during his visit. The Hemant Soren government today won the vote of confidence in the Jharkhand Assembly. 45 Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM-led alliance legislatures voted in favour of the confidence motion. Earlier, Chief Minister Hemant Soren moved a confidence motion in the State Assembly on which a debate was held. During the division of votes, the opposition created a ruckus and shouted slogans against the Soren government. The House adjourned sine die after the trust vote. The 48-year-old Soren was sworn in as Chief Minister of the state on July 4th, within a week of being granted bail in a money laundering case tied to an alleged land scam. Oath ceremony of ministers is likely to be held this afternoon. New faces are likely to be included in the cabinet. The Supreme Court will hear a batch of pleas related to NEET UG today, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the NEET 2024 test and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. Petitions filed by students demand a separate and independent investigation into the alleged NEET irregularities. Earlier, in an affidavit filed before the Apex Court, the Centre, the National Testing Agency, NTA, said there was no need to reconduct the medical exam in the absence of any evidence of large-scale irregularities. It also contended that a fresh exam would adversely affect the lives of lakhs of genuine candidates. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra is scheduled to hear a total of 38 petitions related to the exam. National Testing Agency NTA has released answer keys for the Common University Entrance Test Undergraduate CUET UG 2024. The window for students to challenge the answer keys is open till tomorrow. In Madhya Pradesh, in a brief expansion of the state cabinet today, Governor Mangubhai Patel administered the oath of office and secrecy to Ram Nivas Rawat as the cabinet minister. Now, the State Council of Ministers is a total of 31 ministers. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and other cabinet members were also present on this occasion. Mr. Rawat is a senior leader of the Chambal region and has been elected MLA 6 times from Vijaypur seat. Mr. Rawat resigned from the Congress a few months ago and joined the BJP. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Directorate of Health Services Kashmir has introduced a pony ambulance service for the Amarnath Ji Yatra 2024, providing critical healthcare support to pilgrims during their journey. The pony ambulance, a horse-mounted emergency response system equipped with medical kits and oxygen cylinders, accompanies pilgrims along both the Balthal and Pehelgam axis. In athletics, Kenyan middle distance runner Faith Kipyegon broke her own 1500-meter world record at the Paris Diamond League yesterday. Kipyegon clocked 3 minutes 49.04 seconds and improved a world record she set last year in Florence, Italy. Indian equity benchmark indices snapped 3-day winning streak and traded flat in the morning hours. The Sensex was lower by 114 points at 79,882, while the Nifty was down by nearly 40 points and trading at 24,284 during noon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.